Eating fresh local food can be a challenge this time of year. Speaking for myself, I'm getting a little weary of root vegetables and apples, and it's only December. It just so happens that this month is a prime one for oysters, a very local product. They were once so abundant here that they used to be sold as street food. Mike Osinski runs Widow's Hole Oysters in Greenport, Long Island, about 100 miles east of the city. He supplies top restaurants like Le Bernardin, 11 Madison Park, and Esca. And his product is so popular that he routinely sells out by Christmas. I had the opportunity to sample Widow's Hole Oysters at Aqua Grill, and they were plump and salty and tasted like the sea. We'll talk oysters with Mike for this week's Last Chance Foods. Hi, Mike. Welcome to WNYC.
Oh, thank you.
What makes Greenport ideal for oysters?
Well, Greenport, most people don't know, is, of course, now it's not that important, but it is the best harbor on the east end of Long Island. Actually, probably maybe the best harbor in all of Long Island. It's the last one to freeze. And so what they did, you know, in the old days, oysters were commonly raised. I mean, the entire Peconic Bay from Montauk to Orient to Riverhead was nothing but oysters. I mean, it was all leased out to growers. And so they would – a lot of the crop was eaten in the shell like there are now, but a tremendous percentage was canned. And so in the winters, when the rest of the bay was freezing, they would bring these oysters to be canned with the canneries. There were many canneries in Greenport, six or seven. Wherever you see a condominium now in Greenport was a cannery.
How do Widow's Hole oysters taste different from oysters from the Pacific Northwest or my favorite, Malpex from Prince Edward Island?
Everybody in the food business knows the concept of terroir, and that's really, really important in oysters because you're basically tasting the bay. And the difference between the East and West Coast oyster is not the species of the oyster that's grown, but the amount of rainfall, the salinity of the water that the oyster is grown in. And, you know, those bays and rivers out there, there's a lot of rainfall in the Pacific Northwest, so they have much lower salinity in those bays. So you have what's called a sweeter oyster. Not as ours is a brinier taste.
And is size important? Is it an indication of age? Do I want to go for a smaller oyster to get a better?
Well, you may, because women typically prefer a smaller oyster. It's a well-known fact in the restaurant world, most chefs will tell you. Because I couldn't believe when I first started selling oysters, guys were, you know, like Eric at Le Bernardin, always wants a smaller oyster in the Four Seasons. Always wants. I said, why do you want? I mean, it's great for me because it's easier to grow a smaller oyster. And they would just say it's because, you know, women prefer a smaller oyster. Now, but then like Grand Central wants a big one. The guys at Minetta Tavern, they like them. So, you know, each chef has his own taste and you try to, match what he wants and give him that.
Now, I have to admit, oysters are something I only eat in restaurants. It seems too daunting to buy them fresh. I used to think that about lobster, and I actually made the leap and bought a fresh lobster and boiled it up on my stove. It was delicious. I made some great lobster salad. Help encourage me to buy live oyster. Where would I go to get them? How do I choose them? What am I looking for?
I sell retail in Manhattan at the lobster places, the only retail outlet. And it is very true that people do not eat oysters in their home anymore. But 100 years ago on the East Coast of the United States, people consumed more oyster meat than beef. If you were to look at a cookbook from 100 years ago, you would see 8 pages of oyster recipes. They were a staple of the East Coast diet. The way I really tell a healthy animal is when you open it. I mean, you want to see the freshness. Now, I know when you go to eat an oyster in New York State at a restaurant, you can demand to see the tag. We put a tag on every oyster we sell and harvest, and you as a consumer can demand to see that tag, and they'll show it to you, and it'll tell you when it was harvested, when it was shipped. And I think you have that same right at a grocery store when you go to buy shellfish, because the longer – they will keep in coolers, you know, a couple of weeks. But the fresher they are, the more liqueur, there's more water in the body, and that's what you want, a nice watery oyster that's got a lot of liqueur in it. It's fresh. It just came out of the water, and that's what you want to eat.
That and a good knife and some bravery.
Right, and a glass of white wine. You know.
We're set.
Yeah.
Mike Osinski owns Widow's Hole Oysters in Greenport, Long Island. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
To learn more about oysters and to get a recipe, click on culture at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.